sure that there were more than four downs run. So they may have run five downs.
Instead of the game being over, it appears that the Redskins get the fifth down.
And the cat is elusive.
He's walking.
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. Fielding the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Snap, placement, kicked by Hartley. And it is.
Welcome to the OT, brought to you by The Fifth Down. I'm the captain.
I'm Tootsie.
One of these days, brought to you by will be a sponsor.
Yes.
So
brought to you by your future sponsors.
Until then, this is what you get. You got us.
Yes.
All right. So this week on the OT, we kind of just want to touch into I'm gonna go with blowouts. Right?
Yeah.
We had a lot this week. Just come to mind, Cincinnati and Baltimore. Dallas against the football team. Who else? We just talked about this, and I can't even remember all of them.
Eagles over the Giants.
Bucks that beat the brakes off the Panthers.
The Chiefs and the Steelers.
Yeah.
It was just like a lot of bad teams playing really good teams, and those really good teams shined out. Right. So, I mean, let's start with Cincinnati. Right. So, I mean, this is the one that really gets me. It really grinds my gears, if you will. So there's a lot of flack going around against Cincy because they're saying they ran up the score on Baltimore. But the same people who are out there saying that today had absolutely no problem whatsoever when Baltimore did it to them last year.
Yeah. Or that Dallas did to Washington last night.
Yeah, I mean, 42 points in the first half. I mean, NFL needs a mercy rule at this
point. You got to sit Dak Prescott for like the last quarter of the game.
I mean, they were up 42 to what, 10 or whatever by the first half. I mean, you literally had players fighting each other on the sideline.
Not on the same team.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Like two members of the Washington defensive line.
Last week you had the 49ers blow out the Falcons. Okay. Last week wasn't too bad for blowouts. Let's see. I'm trying to remember what else of another.
I mean, I know it wasn't a shutout, but the Saints did beat the Bucks, blanked them.
Yeah, that wasn't a blowout though. Not even close. The Chiefs beating the Raiders in week 14 to 48-9. The Saints over the Jets, 30-9. You know, when you're talking about blowouts, the Broncos over the Lions the same week. So, I mean, you've had some bad games. You've had some good games.
Yeah, but I think fans just need to stop, and the talking heads just need to stop. Blowouts happen, right? I mean, you're not going to be your best every week, and sometimes you're going to be way better than the competition that week. I mean, these are all professional NFL players, and the fact that things happen, and they do. I mean, just go out there and stop them. That's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. So if you're going to complain about being blown out, then do your job. Stop them.
Yeah, don't get blown out. It's not hard. Like, right here we are, Monday Night Football with the Saints. Damn near half the starting roster's on COVID. Like half of the roster, not starting roster, half of the roster is out with COVID.
Yeah, but I mean, like 10 or 12 of those guys are starters.
I agree.
And the other people are second stringers. So they will be starting today with those starters being out. And I mean, as of this moment in time, the Saints are holding their own, right? I mean, it's 10-3 at half. You know, I mean, we call it the OT, but we're recording at halftime.
We record at halftime on Monday nights. But It just shows you, like, just shut up. Take your wins, take your losses, right?
Yeah.
Enjoy your wins, and then if you lose, take your losses. You know, like, the Ravens are just, they're another team that's just been ravaged with injuries and COVID and all this other crap. And, you know, they've had some good wins, they've had some bad wins, and they're, you know, they've taken all the chances with those going for twos. That's two games where they did it to win, and they, you know, ended up not getting it, so. I mean, you got a team that's just clawing and scraping and trying to get for their playoff spot at
right.
this point.
Well, they're down in the division, and it's not a place they're used to being right now, right?
No.
Since Harbaugh got there. So for them to be down in the division, that's rough on them. So they don't know how to handle it. I mean, the fact that they fell below the Steelers at this point in time in the playoff hunt, right? So you have Cincinnati, probably going to win that division. Now you have the Steelers in the second place and in the wild card hunt, and you have the Ravens completely out of it.
No, Steelers in third place because they just lost. They lost.
Oh, right. Two. I'm sorry. I was thinking about before they got destroyed.
The point is, Cincinnati is at 9-6 on top of the division. But, you know, Baltimore's still not out of it. And Pittsburgh is one loss away from being out of it. Cleveland's pretty much out of it.
Yeah. I think if Cincy wins the next game, they clinch the division.
The only AFC teams who've been eliminated so far are the Jets, the Jags, and the Texans. Everyone else is statistically still in it.
Right.
As far as the NFC goes, only, let's see.
The Lions.
You got a few eliminations. So you got the Giants are out, the Bears are out, the Lions are out, the Panthers are out, and the Seahawks are out.
Yeah.
So, but then again, you got San Francisco still sitting at 8 wins. So again, you're looking like you're going to have 3 teams out of the West, right? The Saints, the Falcons, the Vikings, the Eagles, and the football team are all fighting for those final spots. So all at 7 or 6 or 8 wins. I think the football team's pretty much out of it.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to bounce back from that. I mean, it's just too much. Getting blown out the way they got blew out. Your players.
Team is fighting on the sidelines.
Yeah, players fighting on the sidelines.
Credit to Chris Collinsworth. He was coming down hard on them last night with how they were doing that. Like, you don't do that. You just don't do that. You're in the NFL. I get it. Your emotions are high. Go into the locker room.
Well, I mean,
go blow some steam off in the blue tent, you know?
Yeah, but those things happen. I mean, like, you normally see it happen in practices. You don't normally see it happen
on the field,
on the sidelines. You don't, especially with two guys who have been teammates since college.
College, yeah.
Right? So, I mean, those two guys, they've known each other for years now. And to see something like that between the two of them, I mean, that just tells you it's either a passion thing where they just really want to get it, or it's just they're just so mad that it's not happening that they just don't know who to take their frustration out on.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that was a frustrating loss for the football team.
Yeah.
And they just got embarrassed at every level of the game, right? So
56-14. Final score.
What can you do about that?
There's nothing to really say about that. But, I mean, you know, like I said, blowouts happen, but the fans and the talking heads just need to stop. Let them play football. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And look, you know, you fight with some of your best friends, right? I mean, that happens. So,
I think a big deal is going to be made out about it because it happened on the sidelines. It's not something you normally see, but
yeah. You know. So anyway, any updates from your end on the MVP conversations?
No, it's still Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady holding up the front.
I think so. And then Mahomes is and Josh Allen are both making their cases.
Jonathan Taylor has an outside chance, but
Jonathan Taylor's still in my top 5.
The fact that he plays running back is the biggest thing against him right now.
Yeah, but the fact that he's part of the reason his entire team is doing so well. I mean, look at Indy beat Arizona Sunday. Like, what more can you ask for? You know, from your team. So they're to me are that.
Look, I would love to see it go to someone that's not a quarterback because it would be out the norm. And it would just put Jonathan Taylor in that talk of being one of the best running backs in the NFL at this point, because we've talked about this before in our top running backs of all time.
And it could be like Derrick Henry's situation where he could have been in this conversation too.
Right. I mean, if he would have never got injured, we might have two running backs.
I would love to see two running backs in the MVP conversation.
But I mean, injuries happen, and you know, you deal with them, and that's 2 years in a row for Derrick Henry where he had to miss a significant amount of time. I think it was like 4 games last year, and this is like more than he's ever missed before. But I mean, they're expecting him to come back week 18, I think it is.
Yeah, so he'll be back for the playoffs,
and the Titans are still in the hunt for the playoffs.
And I mean, that last game of theirs is going to be probably determinant of their playoff
Seeding. Yeah. I mean, I think they're pretty much in, and it's a seeding issue at this point. But, I mean, that's all we can say for the update about that. So, I mean.
I do want to make a special nomination for Defensive Player of the Year.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go ahead and give this one to COVID.
Okay.
Nobody has taken out more players and done more damage to teams.
It sounds more like a bounty scandal to me.
I mean, look, I don't know what it is. Okay, so here's a great conspiracy theory. Are teams weaponizing COVID against each other?
So you're saying that someone, Jalen Waddle, who was on COVID protocol for the Saints, went sneeze all over the locker room?
Yes.
And you know, he was,
I mean, there's so many ways, you could do it. Like, you could just get somebody sneak in, you know, have like a canister,
lick everything.
Have a canister of COVID and just like spray it all over in the locker room, you know, or I mean, it's just.
Yeah, he just licked everything in the.
Yeah.
Licked everybody's mouthpiece. And now everybody has COVID. I mean, the Saints.
Or like put COVID on the dryer sheets when they're doing the laundry.
I mean, the fact that this game is even taking place tonight.
It's just ridiculous.
The NFL could have postponed this game by one night, right? I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, what's one day going to do? One day would have allowed about 10 players to come back.
Yes.
Off of COVID protocol.
Because if you test, you have 24 hours. If you're jabbed, you have 24 hours after your first positive test. If you're asymptomatic, they test you again.
Yeah.
And then you can come back. We went over this last week.
I mean, they had all the opportunity in the world to move this game by one day. And I know it's just one day, but that would allow us to get a lot of our defensive players back.
You know why they're not doing it, though, right?
Because we're not the Ravens, the Packers.
Exactly.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Exactly.
And Goodell's still pissy about the bounty gate.
That, and we're in that point of the year where the bowl games are going to be on the next few nights.
Well, you know what? Fuck the bowl games, because you're messing with the team's playoff chance right now, right? So the fact that you could have had Taysom Hill back or even Trevor Siemian back at this point by postponing this game by 24 hours to give the Saints a chance to actually field a team instead of, you know, a high-end college team is what we have on the field tonight is basically what's going down, right? So, I mean, it's bullshit to me that the NFL moved the games last week.
Yeah.
And then didn't do it this week because of the team it affected. Right? It's not your high-end markets. It's not your best teams. It's the Saints, who Goodell hates. So he didn't do anything to push that effort. And it should have been done. I mean...
I can't disagree with that. And we'll see.
Half the roster on the COVID
outcome,
protocol.
The outcome, regardless of the outcome, they should have moved the game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're messing with a team's playoff chances right now. I mean, that game should have been moved. But, you know, I digress. We can talk about it all we want. It didn't happen. And it is what it is. So that's all we got for you today on OT. You know, check us out on Facebook. Catch us on Monday night following the
next week. We'll probably take a reevaluate where we're at with the playoffs, because we should have so many more.
Yeah, answers. You'll have some teams get eliminated after next week, that and hopefully some clarification into exactly what's going on. So, all right, guys, thanks for joining us.
We'll see you next week.
Deuces.